Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. You know, you think that winning the Nobel Peace Prize and with its prize money of $1.4 million tax-free dollars,
wow.
You'd think that would be pretty much
Make your
all
day.
Good.
Make
like,
your day.
There's no downside to
sure.
that, right?
Yeah, it's a good
day. Well, but for President Obama, there kind of was a downside. Here's some voices from over the weekend.
If he can successfully turn around Afghanistan, deter Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, I will build a bookcase for him to put it in.
When you are adored by European capitals, that is never good for a president.
So this is an anti-American committee.
I think what he ought to do, frankly, is send the mother of a fallen American soldier.
It's early. It's premature.
That's pretty amazing.
Very cool.
Won the Nobel
Very
Peace
cool.
Prize. Ironically, his biggest accomplishment as president so far? Winning the Nobel Peace Prize. So
So President Obama probably wants to talk about things like health care, maybe, and instead of worrying about whether or not he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Joining us now is Delana Dixon. She's a TV blogger at DelanaDixon.com. Good morning, Delana.
Good morning, guys.
So this was all the talk, not just on television, but on the Internet as well. This was everyone's favorite topic of conversation.
Oh, absolutely. You think about all those late-night talk show hosts. I mean, they really haven't had anything juicy to kind of make fun of the president for. So this was their opportunity to be topical, especially in the political arena. It's something that they've loved to do. So it was the first time they could really jump on it and make some jokes and a little bit of light fodder of the whole situation.
Does just being talked about on all these shows and being the subject of a Leno monologue, does that actually boost his ratings?
You know, it always reaches mass media when you're talked about on the late-night talk shows and all over the Internet and every political pundit talking about you. Obviously, it would be great if the subject matter was something a little bit more substantial, like you said, health care. But if it's getting people talking about our president, then it can't be that bad of a thing.
Well, it was all over the blogs and all over Facebook and all over Twitter as well. Here's some reaction from some of our listeners.
Jay Foley from Boston, Massachusetts, and I was very surprised to see that Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. I support the president, but I don't think there's been a lot of performance there. My concern is that it kind of waters down the Nobel Peace Prize a little bit, I think. Feels sort of political.
Things were relatively evenly split. This ended up to be a discussion that was not split on party lines. You've got John McCain saying this is an honor for the United States. You, of course, heard Lindsey Graham earlier talking about if President Obama can turn around Afghanistan, he'll build a bookcase for President Obama to put his award into. This ended up not being a kind of argument between Republicans and Democrats. Did that surprise you?
No, actually, I think John McCain gets it. You know, obviously, our president is being recognized for trying to bring international humanitarian efforts to the world. And isn't that something that we should actually be excited about? So it's really interesting that people are saying, oh, this is a horrible thing. It's a joke. He's being recognized for an action that can happen over the next 4 years.
Well, Delana, I think everyone should make a bookshelf for the president, like Lindsey Graham was saying. We should all make bookshelves for the president.
To celebrate.
I don't think he's going
to
want my bookshelf. I'm the worst handyman ever.
That's such a weird remark for Lindsey Graham to make.
Maybe he's a really good carpenter, John.
Who knows?
Maybe you're underestimating his bookshelf-building abilities.
It's an authentic Graham bookcase made...
That's right.
In the early part of the 20th century, 21st century.
If you spend any time on the Internet, you can check out a lot of this stuff that we've been talking about. Delana Dixon is a TV blogger at DelanaDixon.com. Thanks, Delana.